Hello. Thank you for having me. So I want to talk about Fritzing. Who am I? I studied computer science and worked 6 years producing autonomous cars and robots, and also another 5 years helping real cars to navigate. And yeah, and now I am the maintainer of Fritzing. So let's make Fritzing create again. So I guess most of you already know the project. For those who don't, it's a CAD software for creating electronic boards. It's very simple, so it can also be used by students, pupils, maybe 12, 16-year-olds. And also, it's used a lot by people who are from foreign professions, biologists or doctors or whatever, who are not knowledgeable, not electronic engineers, and but have some issue that can be solved with an electronic board or electronic circuit, and just want to get it done. What's not possible with Fritzing? If you have a highly integrated circuit, or if you want more than two layers, you just go for KiCad. And also, if you want to simulate a circuit, that's a frequently asked question we get. That's not possible with Fritzing. And designing your next iPhone, I wouldn't recommend also. It's very basic software. So, how did I get to the project? Last year, this was the state of the project. The last release was already 3 years ago. There's more than 1,100 issues. And that despite the project had been downloaded 1 million times last year. And there's 200,000, 250,000 users visiting the website each month. So it's really alive, but not on the development side. The maintainers had left, so I wanted to join this. When looking at it, there were more problems. So it didn't compile anymore. Nobody had published a build for 2 years. The server is still on Debian 6. I don't know. Maybe you know what that means if you have it online and with this. There was a broken capture issue, and nobody fixed it for months, so half a year, and the users couldn't log into the website anymore because just the capture mechanism didn't work anymore. Forum signups not possible. Email system had stopped working. Basically, MailChimp had just changed their tariffs, and although Fritzing UG was still paying for it, no email was delivered anymore. So I stumbled on it while working on my own electronic project, and stumbled on a bug in Fritzing, checked on GitHub. Maybe this bug is fixed in the master branch and it's just not yet released. And then I saw the whole situation, and also Eisler's talk at FOSDEM last year, where they asked if someone wants to join this project, and that's what I did. And for restarting this project, there was to first to do an analysis. So what had gone wrong? So why is so many users and so many downloads, but why is there no development anymore? So looking at what was Fritzing bringing in the money. So it started in 2007 with a public research funding, which gave in a lot of money, but it was only limited for 2 years. So after this money ran out, there was only the other parts left for just getting some income. PCB manufacturing, so at that time, Fritzing had its own fab lab. That was a source of income. Parts development was a source of income, but actually it's a bad idea to do that, because if companies pay you to include their parts into your project, then you have first of all, for the users, you want to have in as much parts as possible. If you charge for that, then you get less parts. And on the other side, if you earn money by creating parts, then you shoot yourself in foot by creating a really nice parts editor. So the parts editor of Fritzing, it's really shitty. Who tried to use it knows that. So another source of income was Google Ads. It's not really that much. The creator kits, they were really great. Really great source of income, but and also very popular. But that just vanished when kits were produced in China. And also Arduino started producing kits. And yeah, so it was not that good anymore. And last but not least, donations, but no, also that was like below minimum wage for one developer, but not sufficient. In 2019, situation was even worse. So PCB manufacturing by Isla, that's the only plus and really nice. And Google Arts was still there. That's it. So in the result, after the funding ran out, at some point, every developer had left the project, had moved on. So all the developers really a major part of the code in Fritzing was developed by paid developers. So it's a professional project, and it's not easy to get into it. So what can we do about it? So first step, of course, make it build again on all platforms. So that is the first very discouraging thing if you see this project cannot even be built, so why should I contribute code? Add a continuous integration, so we can easily review pull requests. Also, we can all the time verify that it still builds, even if I'm not there. We burned down 482 issues from those originally 1,100. Um, 185 issues were opened during this year. But that's a good sign that the community is alive again. It's really nice. And the issues which are now opened, they are much more useful than like issue from 2014. It's not helpful, or most of the time. And we made a release 094. It's basically a maintenance release. A lot of new features. Some, like you can have now colored your wires by length, which might be nice, but there's no standard for color coding wires by length. So, but if you have such thing, if you're a manufacturer and you do this, or if you produce like sets like that, it was a feature request. Somebody made a pull request. Why not? The website took a lot of work. So some emergency repairs, adding TLS, finally. So otherwise it would already be banished from Google browsers and many more. Forum server is already migrated. So we now have software from 2020 for the forum. It's going to be stable even without maintenance for quite some time. But now it's also easy to maintain it just by updating it with one click. And one thing a lot discussed is we added payment. So actually, because of legal issues, we had to send back all the donations that had been made in the end of 2018 until the beginning of 2019. Or not we, because I was not part of the project back then. I tried DonorBox and other services, but the income from that still would not be sufficient to fund one developer like me, or services, third-party developers, what I said. So now we have this €8 per download for GPL project, which is a lot discussed, but it's successful. So by pushing users to this kind of donation, which is text-wise, it's not a donation, but it's still not obligatory, although we really push users to that. It now pays for one developer, money for services, data protection officers, web servers, and even to hire freelancers. So future for Fritzing is looking really good from that perspective. So we have a roadmap for 2020. We will try like things like issue bounties. So maybe we can put some bounties from the money we gain during the downloads on GitHub issues and see if people like that and want for this offer help us burn down the still remaining 880 issues. So 482 issues done means we had last year 1.2 issues fixed per day, and I hope to increase this to two issues a day, so we will be able to fix all the major projects by beginning of next year. We hope to get a much better part experience in Fritzing. I can't say too much about it because it's really work still. So like, you can see that a part is end of life, stuff like that, when you start your project. That would be really cool. We are working on a new parts editor, obviously now. So that will hopefully be done this year also. And join in for STEM 2021. That's also already on the roadmap. And try to keep the GPL business model. So for now, that's a problem for a school. When they want to download Fritzing and we say it's €8 per download, it's not a good idea for a classroom. It just doesn't work. So of course, when they write me an email, then I just send them the link. And if you register, I think if you register on the website, then this is a way to sneak around the €8 payment. So for schools, there is always this option. It's like support campus and classroom downloads. So for a campus, they also want network install for Windows and lots of stuff like that. That most open source developers, if you do this as a in your free time, you don't care about does it install with Windows network install. Maybe a university who needs this will develop it. It's possible still. But yeah, it's on our to-do list also to enable. I rushed through. we can start questioning.
Questions for Kel? Yes, please.
So do you have an open collective project or a Patreon account where
I started with Open Collective, but Open Collective US, and then discovered so that there's quite some paperwork to be done, and they also take quite a huge margin at that time. It was like 20%, and I thought, paperwork 20%. I didn't like that much. I tried to look into more other solutions. So currently we have the donor box for donations. And we are, it's working also, like you can look in DonorBox, we got about 7,000 to 8,000 euros to it, but major part from one PCB manufacturer and a few from the community. I don't want, it's really great to have this, but it's not, 7,000 euros for 1 year of development. It doesn't work that way. I thought about trying to push this more, like trying to get more publicity for the donation page. But in the end, I'm doing software development, and there's one thing about Fritzing that the whole community is students or like beginners who are less likely to submit pull requests to add code. They just get started with electronics, and they are, it's a beginner's audience. So they won't contribute. That's also, it showed like when there was nothing going on despite it's a GPL project and despite it's being used that much. But many people there are asking, how can we contribute?
I didn't catch it, but did you get access to the original repo and all this, or are you yet another branch?
Nope. Ah, yeah. If I get access to the original repo and everything. Yes, I got access to the domain, to the web server, to the original repo, to everything, actually.
The cocaine and hookers patch we're talking about?
Hmm?
Also the cocaine and hookers patch we're talking about, not
too bad. Ah, yeah, well, I didn't get access to the books, so I don't know where the money went before I started. Yeah. yeah. Yes, of course. If I get negative feedback about the €8 per download by the users. So yes, of course. So some people, they really don't like it. But there's more people who actually favor it. So it equals out, so that the people who are enthusiastic about Fritzing and also other developers, usually they are fine with it. They say, yeah, okay, cool. If this is the way to make the project going on again, then it's fine. And then, of course, yeah, sometimes you get a rant from someone, ah, the software, it has lots of bugs. Don't make me pay for it. I just want to try it. Well, yeah, that's it. that's life.
Yes. €8 for download. If you download it via your distro, is that gone?
Yeah. So we're... sorry. €8 per download is a bit weird. So how does it work for distributions like Ubuntu or the like? Yeah, we still have the Linux and the Mac version currently on GitHub releases. And of course, it's GPL, so Ubuntu. They can just take the source code, compile, and put it in Ubuntu, or Arch Linux, or Fedora, or whatever. And on the other side, per download is also stupid if you have multiple computers, and then, yeah, it's a weird business model.
So, in the sweater?
Your website still mentions workshops. Does that factor into your roadmap?
Yeah, the workshop, the website still mentions workshops. Does it still exist? No. Most of the website is really outdated, but there are people interested in workshops. For example, I met with a guy who puts the Apple One on a PC on a breadboard, or actually on multiple breadboards, and he's also planning to do this in workshops. Like you have those breadboards, and yeah.
So, to follow up on the guitar at €8, I know we keep talking about this, but as a commoner suggestion, I would love to contribute if there would be like a goal towards, let's say, €5,000 a month, right? On something like Patreon or Open Collective. I would love to make a monthly donation if that means others wouldn't have to pay for it. Right? Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes total sense. It's like. So you would love to make a contribution, a monthly donation, if others then can profit from it or don't need to pay.
And I think it's okay if there is a goal, right? I understand if you only get €100 per month, that's not enough for you. But once you reach a certain number, you can say if we reach this goal, then we can make it back free. Is that something that you're still saying?
Yeah, that's a good idea. So. If that's a, I didn't answer the first question. So if we reach a certain goal, if we would then say like, okay, this monthly goal is reached, and then from now on we can just offer it for free. Yes, of course. I didn't think about this yet, so that would be a good idea. You got your question back?
Yeah, I remember. About governance, how do we prevent this happening again?
about governance.
Yeah, so you follow, you're targeted by a boss randomly. How does the project continue if you decide to give up the project?
Ah, yeah. So if I left the project, how do we prevent that the project is dying again? So the best mechanism that is currently really fixed in place, I think, is the CI mechanism. So a new person who wanted to pick it up, there's already some technical depths done. So it's easier to start with the project now. And also, there's actually not a good protection against it now. So I'm currently not thinking about leaving the project. It's working great. But also there's some legal stuff that needs to be done. For example, like, we are not GDPR compliant at all. stuff like that, and all those legal risks, they need to be settled also with Fritzing UG. And I'm currently not yet associated with them. So that's a risk to the project.
Okay, thank you.